The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast, brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairy tale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature a different aspect of Disney weddings, from the latest news, information, and money-saving tips, to interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney brides and grooms. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Callie Boyle about her wedding at the Wedding Pavilion with a reception at the St. Augustine Ballroom at the Grand Floridian Convention Center and a dessert party at the French Island in Epcot. I thought you guys would be interested to hear how she chose these locations, how she chose to have a Disney wedding, and how everything turned out. So welcome, Callie.
Hey, Carrie. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for being on the show today. So I'd love to start at the very beginning and find out how you and Jacob decided you wanted to be married at Disney.
I really love Disney. And when we had originally started planning our wedding, we were going to get married at a place called Alice Beach in Florida. And I started planning it, and our family and friends were kind of bummed when they found out we weren't having a Disney wedding, which I thought would be the other way around. So when I saw their reactions, I was like, I think we can actually do this. And I started like putting the pieces together, and it just seemed like a better fit for us.
That's amazing. I think that's the first time I've ever heard of it being that way around, that it was the friends and family who wanted you to get married at Disney.
Yeah. We definitely did too, but it was something that I like kind of thought was out of the realm of possibility because I thought that the travel would be too much, but when they were actually disappointed to hear it wasn't going to be there, just changed our minds.
Wow. And so I guess that when they found out you were actually going to get married there, they were very excited. How many were you able to invite and how many could make the trip?
So we invited about 85 people and we ended up having 72. So very few people actually couldn't come.
Wow. And were they from the East Coast, all over?
The majority of them were from Northeast Georgia. So a couple hours north of Atlanta.
Got it. Okay. Now, did you guys choose to set up a room block?
Yes, we had a room block at the Polynesian, Coronado Springs, and Popsip Tree.
Now, how did you decide on the day of the week and time of day for your wedding?
This one's actually kind of funny because I know a lot of people choose a weekday for cost, but I actually chose the middle of the week because I'm in pharmacy school and it was my spring break. And if I would have done it on a weekend, I would have either been coming immediately from a test on Friday or straight into a test on Monday. So I chose to have it in the middle of the week so I wouldn't be so stressed out.
Wow. But then did you still have to do tests on either side of your wedding?
I did. I actually had to go back Monday to a test that morning.
Wow. How did you choose the ceremony and reception venues?
The Wedding Pavilion we just loved and thought was classic and beautiful. And the reception venue, we actually went back and forth for a little while, like toying with the idea of using American Adventure Rotunda. But the time of that, you know how it can be super late. We just thought that the Grand Floridian Ballroom would be easier, like access and the best timeline of our wedding day to use for like our crowd. We had a lot of kids and some elderly that we were looking out for.
Got it. Did you have any kind of entertainment at the reception?
A DJ and Mickey and Minnie came.
Did you pick special costumes for them or anything like that?
Mickey wore the top hat and tux, and Minnie wore her white little dress.
Do you have any menu items or cake flavors you can recommend from your reception?
Yes, of course. Everybody loved the cheeseburger spring rolls as always. Everybody also raved about the crab cakes and the chicken marsala. Cake flavor, lemon with raspberry. The raspberry mousse is the best.
Can you tell my listeners a little bit about how you chose your dessert party location and whether you did a ride mix-in, things like that?
So we originally wanted Italy Isola, but we were told we couldn't have it because it was during Flower and Garden, and it was where the line for a booth would be or something along those lines. And
right.
Our planner suggested France, and when I looked at pictures of it, I thought the little flower arrangements that are already there were beautiful, and I loved it more than Italy Isola.
Got it. Do you have any menu items from your dessert party that you can recommend?
The Mickey pretzels were our personal favorite, and all of our guests really loved that too.
Now, you chose to use an outside photographer for your wedding photos. Can you talk about how you decided to do that?
Photography is something I'm extremely picky about, and our photographer, Ashlyn, is extremely good. I fell in love with her work before I was even engaged and knew I wanted her to shoot my wedding, so it probably wouldn't have mattered where I got married. I just wanted her or someone of her caliber to do our wedding, so I was super thankful when she had our date open and was able to be there with us.
Did you have any kind of a theme for your wedding or certain colors?
We didn't have really too strong of a theme, but we did try to use a lot of blues in our wedding. I actually had a reception dress that was blue-gray tinted color, and I probably would have worn that dress the entire time, but you know, the wedding pavilion is so blue heavy. I was afraid it wouldn't look good. So I had a white dress for my ceremony, and then I changed into my bluish dress for the reception.
Oh, that's great. Can you talk a little bit about how that worked, like where you went to change and all that?
Yeah. So I did my first dance in the white dress. And then once everybody started to grab dinner and finish up dinner, my planner just took me to a little room off to the side in the convention center, and they had it hanging up in there, and I was able to just change into it really fast. And we were actually able to go outside and take a few pictures with our photographer outside in that dress before we went back in.
Oh, that's great. You had two gorgeous gowns for your wedding day. How did you find them?
So I'll start with my first gown, the ceremony gown. It was by Lazaro. I went to Bridals by Lori in Atlanta, and Lazaro happened to be there that day. It was a trunk show. He was there. I found this gorgeous dress, but it was completely strapless, and that wasn't something I wanted. So they said since he was there, he could add the little custom off-the-shoulder sleeve detail like you'll see on my dress if you see pictures. But also the other special thing that was great about getting to meet Lazaro is he actually made my daughter her gown made of the same fabric as mine.
Wow.
So that was super special. I have actually pictures of Lazaro measuring her, which she has no idea what that means, but she's going to think it's really cool one day when she's getting married. And then my second gown is the Lumi gown by Haley Page.
Got it. Okay. Can you give my listeners a timeline of how the day ran?
So we started getting ready really early. I think about 8 a.m. And then we had pictures starting, I think our first look was at 12. Our ceremony was at 2:30. And then cocktail hour was 3:30. I actually didn't see any of the cocktail hour at all. And then reception started at 4:30. We got on the buses at 8 to go to Epcot for a dessert party. And then we left shortly after fireworks. Everyone was exhausted.
So when you were planning, what were some of the most important aspects where you focused your attention and budget? You mentioned photography.
I was about to say photography and videography. I just really think that's something that can make or break your wedding. I think a good photographer can make a wedding look better than it is. And same with videography as well. Those were definitely our our main things that I was worried about. And then obviously the carriage we splurged on. And I did pipe and drape on one wall. That was a splurge too.
Oh, that's interesting. Did you book it through Disney or through an outside vendor?
Through Disney. I looked at the outside vendors and they're beautiful too, but I feel like Disney's pipe and drape just looks so elegant.
That's interesting. And I noticed at the last bridal showcase that they have a whole array of different types of draping that you can get. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then which aspects were less important, where you saved your money or your effort?
I didn't do much decoration or anything at all to our cocktail hour because I figured I wouldn't see it, so I could save the money there. And actually, because we used France for the dessert party, we didn't have much to do there either because it's already so beautiful and already has the flowers there. Plus, being during Flower and Garden, Epcot is stunning already.
Oh, that's a really good point. What ended up being your favorite memory of your wedding day?
Me and Jacob talk about this a lot, and we think it was right after we got done with taking pictures after the ceremony. They brought us into a little holding room and gave us our cocktail hour food, and we just sat in a little room eating food and drinking some water together for about 15 minutes, and it was just really relaxing and nice to just have a little moment with him.
That's wonderful. Did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
There's two things I can think of. One, my dress actually ripped. my blue dress, my reception dress, honestly, probably only 20 minutes after I had it on when we were still taking pictures in it, like none of my guests had even seen it yet, Jacob went to twirl me and it had a mesh sleeve and it just ripped. And my photographer and her second shooter, they had bobby pins or safety pins rather on them and were just able to put safety pins on it to hold it up for the rest of the night. And my planner contacted Carolyn Allen's. They had steamed my dresses earlier that day and she was able to contact them. And she actually came to get it from me the next morning at 9 a.m. and had it back to me before 2 that day because I had my park shoot on Saturday and was wearing that dress.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so they sprung into action, got it fixed, but yeah, it ripped.
And then you mentioned one other thing.
Yeah, I actually didn't love my bouquet. It's growing on me now, but it wasn't like what I had envisioned or asked for really, I guess, at all. Maybe we just like saw it different, you know what I mean? Like, Right. But it's growing on me.
That's interesting. What did you ask for?
I think I just wanted something that was more like loose and full. And I had my bouquet was more tight and had a different type of eucalyptus leaves than I would have wanted. But it's okay.
No, but that's good to know because maybe someone else who wants something similar will know, okay, I need to send more pictures of this more specific type of eucalyptus leaf or...
Right. So I think when people want eucalyptus, they want the rounded leaves. I think I got something called seeded eucalyptus, which had some like brown seedings on it that I wasn't a huge fan of.
Interesting. Okay. That's a good thing to be aware of. And then was there anything that seemed like a big deal beforehand, but then it turned out not to be?
Yeah. The castle construction. I was concerned because it was probably 3 weeks before my date. They released the news that they were going to be starting in the coming weeks. And I had no idea what that meant. But the cranes were down in the moats the entire time that we were there. So they weren't up at all. I saw that we had our park shoot on a Saturday morning. And on Monday morning, the cranes were up doing the painting.
Wow, that's a close call.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they put them back down like when people were doing shoots or how that works, but they were down our entire time and we're not in any of our pictures, thankfully.
Great. Is there anything you would have done differently knowing what you know now?
I think I actually would keep all of our venues and our timeline and everything exactly the same. Really, my only issue was that I just didn't love my flowers. That's it. It's not that they were bad. They were just not what I was envisioning.
Right. Do you have any other tips or advice for future Disney couples?
One of our favorite things, or my favorite things personally, was we had our videographer come to our park shoot with us. And I feel like that made the experience like that much more fun. And we also have that little piece of video too. That's really special.
That's great. Well, Kelly, I think you've offered a lot of great tips and advice for anyone who's interested in having a wedding at Walt Disney World, and I appreciate your taking the time.
Thank you. Yeah, it was great talking to you.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. In the meantime, send your comments, questions, and suggestions to info@disneyweddingpodcast.com. Past shows are available in iTunes and on the show site, DisneyWeddingPodcast.com. And for instant answers to all your Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at FairyTaleWeddingsGuide.com.